Welcome back, WNST, Towson, Baltimore, and Baltimore Positive. We are positively taking the show on the road next week. So we take care of all of our sponsors wearing our masks. I want to let everybody know the Maryland Crab Cake Tour is coming back on March 4th. We're going to be down in Canton at Mama's on the Half Shell and celebrating my dad's birthday is March 5th. So March 4th, that's a Friday. That's when the Crab Cake Tour gets back out. And I'm in this guy's store now that I'm suburban, as they would say, over at store 206 in Fullerton. I'm wearing my Wise hat. I'm going to be out in L.A. next week. Rob Santoni joins us once again to promote a whole bunch of Wise things as we get into February here and tailgating and Super Bowling and all that. And I figured I'd have you on this week because next week I'm going to be out in L.A. and I'm going to have movie stars and all that stuff on. But I'm going to have my Wise hats. I'm taking my hat with me. Does it look good?
Yeah, it looks great. So when you you're out in L.A. and you're doing your Zoom and you got your movie stars, just invite me in.
Well, this is my Tesla hat because it's like I took off my hat and said, imagine that my hair will flop out of the hat and do all that. Hey, I just got to say, football's been great, right? Like you and I come at it honestly. I know your family, your parents watching baseball games and my neighbors for many years downtown when we lived at the harbor. And I mean, from a sports perspective, if it can't be us, I got no hatred for Joe Burrow. I'm learning to. I mean, this might not go well the next 10 years with this cat. But for now, this has been a fun thing to witness from the outside. If you love football, it's been a great couple weeks.
Yeah. A lot of folks said, could yesterday's games match last week's? And I think they did. It's, the best teams were there. The best games, most of them went down to the last, the last play, which is great for, football, great for viewing. I think people are beginning to like other teams when your home team isn't in it, which makes it fun. That's how I am. I always want Tom Brady in it. Say I got a shirt on.
Oh, see that? Look at you. All right. Well, I mean, this is to celebrate his retirement. Is that?
No. I just enjoy him as an athlete.
Do you follow his eating regimen? You eat. We've talked about your diet. You don't have Tom Brady's diet. You're not eating guacamole ice cream.
No, now that he's retired, somebody's got to step up and carry the torch. And I think I can do that at 56 years old.
Yeah, I know, man. to think that he was out there quarterbacking at 44, 45, and we're like crazy. Shocked that he retired. I mean, I'm shocked that he hasn't retired 6 years ago. And Roethlisberger on his way out at this point. Rodgers is going somewhere else. This is a cool Super Bowl, and I think it's even more with L.A. being in it and hosting it and the stadium and all that. But I don't have a bad guy in this. Maybe Stan Kroenke, but there's, to me, either one of these fan bases, I like seeing new teams win, and I think this sort of passing of the torch of Tom Brady gives everybody else a chance to win a couple here, I think.
Yeah, so my son and I have this conversation all the time, and he's a very avid sports fan. He's very knowledgeable. He knows a lot of stats, can remember games from, quite a few years ago. And we just had the discussion when Ben's gone and Brady's gone and Rodgers, who knows what he's thinking, who are going to be the next guys? I think this season really proved it. We've got some really great quarterbacks out there, and I don't think we'll miss a step as far as, long-term greatness.
Well, the good news is the Steelers don't have a quarterback, so we know the Bengals have one. Rob Santoni is here. He's with Wise Markets. They are our sponsors. We have our Wise conversations around here and doing stuff. So I've been buying some water. I've been drinking tons and tons of water here on the set, and I've gotten into the ice cream. I haven't gotten the root beer float yet, but I ran into you, and I really want to pay tribute to you on this because this was Christmas time. You were under duress that, it was shelves. We need to keep them stocked. And you and I were talking hams. It was literally the day I bought my Christmas ham, which I'm still eating my split pea soup, by the way, the other day. So I was in your ice cream aisle and you were there with one of your regional manager type guys who had a Southern accent, was giving me a hard time. We're kidding around about ice cream. And he told me, get the cinnamon ice cream with the apple pie. Best tip of the holidays, because my wife with her sister went to this thing in Vermont and they baked pies. They went to like a baking class for Christmas. And she brought me home this giant, giant apple pie. And I was scooping cinnamon ice cream on that apple pie for about 10 days. that was the best tip ever. So please let him know that the cinnamon ice cream was a gift that paid off throughout January. So thank you, Wise Markets. That's all I'm saying.
You got it. You got it.
What's going on in Wise? What do you have? Oh. I rounded up the other day. I don't even see what I round up for. I just round up now. That's what I do.
Right, right. So you and thousands of others are rounding up. And, I like to think Wise customers are very generous. And, that's a great thing. That's, everybody wins, right? So, I'm glad that we did the call today before you went west because, by the time you get back, good things are happening. And
I'll only have the leftovers from all the Super Bowl parties.
Right, right. So I'll talk about some calls marketing, but let's get right into the Super Bowl. So the Super Bowl and Valentine's Day are on the same weekend. That's never happened before. So nobody owns the Valentine's Day holiday like Wise Markets in the retail grocery world. So you put the, we do it right with the chocolate dip berries. We have floral departments, that are second to none. And with all the other festivity with, balloons and the plush animals we sell, that is a major, major holiday for Wise Markets. You layer the Super Bowl on top of that. It is going to be like, Thanksgiving Eve all weekend long.
They've told me about the chocolate covered strawberries. Like the gals at headquarters in Pennsylvania have they want me to go pick up. And I'm like, I'm at the Super Bowl. I'm going to have to do Rob, I made a tremendous mistake. Are you ready for the, I've been to 27 Super Bowls. This is going to be 28. I didn't go last year because of the plague, but I've been going since before we had a team here. My first Super Bowl was Minnesota. I did Radio Row at the Hyatt in Minnesota when the Redskins were playing the Bills and Thurman Thomas lost his helmet. So that's how many Super Bowls I've been going back to. And this one, Luke's not going. He just opted to stay back, quite frankly. People are saying, why isn't Luke going? Didn't want to wear a mask 12 hours a day. Neither do I, but I am, and we're going, right? So Luke decided a month ago he didn't want to go. My wife has decided to stay with the cat because we don't have a cat sitter, and we just moved, and the cat's a little freaked out, but doing pretty well by and large, except when the deer walk by. So I'm going out alone for the week, and the flight back – the day after, I'm like, I'm going to fly out of Orange County, save myself some money, some heartache, not going to fly to LAX. My room's down in the South County in LA. So I got it all worked out. And the flight got back at 11:35 on Monday night, which doesn't sound outrageous because I'm out on the West Coast and I'm losing 3 hours and whatnot. And then I realized Valentine's Day. Not good to arrive at the airport on Valentine's Day and tell your wife to pick you up at midnight. On Valentine's night at the airport. So I've had to rearrange things. So I moved my flight to 5 a.m. day after the Super Bowl. No shenanigans. Get out of the parking lot there at SoFi so I can get back to celebrate Valentine's Day with my wife. So, and I'm thinking there might be some schmuck like myself that forgets things. That's really what this is about, right? This is about stuff in the front of the store that you see it and you're like, chocolate. Balloons. You can take care of your loved one, right? In the front of the store. Everything's already red at Wise, right? But you see it right in the front of the store. I see your store start to transition the other day. When I was in there the other day, I'm like, January 3rd. Oh, look at this. It's going to be Valentine's Day soon, right?
It sneaks right up on you. I'll tell you more about it in just 2 seconds. Let me let this puppy in before you
scratch. Oh, you got to let your dog in. All right. I will reset. Rob Santoni is here from Wise Markets. I am headed out to Los Angeles, California. I will be wearing this Maryland Lottery mask, not only on all the week from the 7th through the 11th. We'll be out there. You can find it all at Baltimore Positive. Luke will be back here turning conversations into art out at BaltimorePositive.com. And Rob, I love my animals. So when dogs bark on the show, and people always apologize. And I'm like, don't apologize. I love a loud dog on the show. It lets people know that we're live and we're real. We're not sitting in any studio. I mean, you're out running your 14 miles today to get ready for the next marathon and all that. So for you with Valentine's Day, your store specifically, and unless you get to the wing through produce and you go past the deli, you have a whole chocolate thing. Your store is special in that way, right? Literally.
Yeah. When customers walk in Valentine's weekend, it'll start Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and it'll wrap up on Monday, of course. So it's really nice when Valentine's Day is a Sunday or Monday because you've got the whole weekend, to celebrate. So what we don't need is a little weather event. That we don't need that weekend to help us out with sales because things will be great. But when customers walk in, they will be surrounded by beautiful bouquets, arrangements, the biggest balloons, singing balloons. We will have chocolate dip berries and pretzels and half dipped heart cookies, sugar cookies. The only thing we won't be doing is live dipping due to the pandemic.
Hey, so listen. We will be dipping. So my wife's in the other room. I'm serious. She's with me. Could I go to Wise to Go and like put like flowers and like, you know what I mean? Like, would you deliver that? Like if I sent, cause my wife's coming to the airport to get me. Right. So like, I'm thinking about this through like about 3 o'clock, like put a delivery in where deliver some groceries, act like it's nonchalant, but there could be strawberries. I could do all of this with you, right? Like a click away probably, right? Legitimately.
Or if you just send me, you know, an email, I'll take care of it.
All right. She doesn't listen to the show. So it's nobody listens. It's fine. So she won't know that this is going on, but like literally I could do that. Right. Cause I'm giving you inside poker, dude. I have to fly home all day, Valentine's Day. And my flight gets in at like 6:35 or something, but man, I could be a real hero if I just think about it. I'm thinking about it because you got so my
we'll
wheels.
Set up logistics.
When you said flowers, you know what I'm saying? You said flowers and that moved me to, all right, flowers, chocolate, balloons,
the chocolate berries. We'll take care of you.
All right. There you go. I like it.
So folks, we won't have the live dipping right there at the front door, you know, due to the pandemic.
Dark chocolate, white chocolate, or just milk chocolate?
Anything you want. All the stores, you know, we've got the best decorators around. So on top of that, you're going to be hit with, you know, the chips and the dips and the, you know, colas and all the Super Bowl, you know, selling the ribs, the steaks, shrimp, you name it, deli platters. So there's going to be a lot of activity in all the Wise Market stores around.
I got really delicious rice pudding from the Towson store the other day. I think it was called Mr. Ron's rice pudding. Mm-hmm. I think on it. Delicious. So yeah.
Nice home style version. Yeah.
Yeah. Rob Santoni's here from Wise Markets. He is sending me along with our friends at the Maryland Lottery and other sponsors out to Los Angeles. They don't have Wise Markets out in Los Angeles. So take along my hat, take along some things. tell everybody get ready for the Super Bowl in your stores. Cause you and I've had some fun with like regional products and you have a lot of like Fisher's-y popcorn and burger cook. You have all that kind of like regional local stuff in your store. But I would think like ribs, shrimp, crab meat, things like maybe more so than like steaks or prime rib. People don't associate that with the Super Bowl, maybe more Christmas or Thanksgiving with ham or whatever. What in your mind, and you've been a supermarket person your whole life, what do you associate with Super Bowl? Is it really chips and salsa and just as simple as that? Yeah. Or do they get crazy with meat?
Yeah, so not everybody has a party, okay, especially when the home team isn't in it. But there's enough people that get together and they do their block pulls and they have a little gathering of family. But there's a lot of folks that just – it's them and, you know, someone else sitting there. So they just want to grab those little scoopable Frito-Lays or Doritos or, you know, what have you. So that's always, you know, the go-to. But starting in the deli, you've got – you know, we've got wing platters with three different varieties or a single – variety, however you want it. Our seafood, that seafood department at my store, as you know, it is like the number 1/2 each week in the entire chain, primarily because of where we're located. But
you got a lot of ice. You have a really big seafood. You know, I've been in every Wise.
The mussels and the clams.
A bigger store than most stores and has more items. I went to Towson. It's just smaller. And my wife was looking for this puff pastry thing that your store has. So I find myself in your store more often. But the seafood side of things, there's always a line. Like literally, and I always see huge salmon. You know, I saw a bunch of hake out there last week. You also have it where it's cooked. Like out in the front, like you don't have to, I don't have to take it and fry it up. You cook it up for me.
So you were talking about local items. A lot of that fish is local. It comes from BSA Seafood, you know, right here on the Eastern Shore. That gets delivered, you know, several times a week. And a lot of that crab meat is local. You know, but that our store, you know, it's a larger store. It's a newer store. Wise has all different footprints. You know, you know, the little stores that we purchased from Mars and some food lines down south, you know, one size, you know, can really, you know, have all the same offerings that I have, just, you know, different sizes of, you know, facings and things like that.
I'll be able to get chocolate covered strawberries anywhere is what you're telling me.
Right.
As long as we get the dark chocolate. Rob Santoni is here from Wise Market. One last thing for initiatives with what you guys do across the board. And I'm going to be having other folks on, probably eating ice cream with the girls soon, because I did get some. I found maybe the last half gallon of the marshmallow mint chocolate Christmas sleigh ride. So my wife picked that one up.
That was probably it.
It's like a mint chocolate marshmallow. It tastes like winter. It's delicious. But I know you guys are doing some stuff in February here as well, above and beyond Valentine's and the actual tailgate holiday.
Sure. Let's get through, you know, some of those things quickly, because the next time we talk, we'll be knee deep into these. So, you know, coming up in February, we have Black History Month, and we have a couple groups that are going to receive a nice check from Wise Markets. I cannot reveal those, but they're local. You know of them. And we're going to give them some funds that'll help them in many ways. Currently, we have the United Way campaign that you rounded up for the other day. That's wrapping up on Wednesday. And that will raise close to $300,000. That is a chain-wide campaign. We also have, starting Thursday for the month of February, American Heart Association. And our goal there as a chain is to raise $300,000 for American Heart as well. So we got Black History Month, you know, during February, American Heart going, United Way. And in March, we have two districts, about, I would say, 36 stores going to combine for what we call a district choice calls marketing. And we are choosing this year the Maryland Special Olympics. And we should be able to raise about $30,000. And then the end of March, they move the plunge to the end of March. We have a lot of store managers and associates going to jump in the bay.
Dude, I got 20 years. I'll give them money. I'll give them my shirt, my hat. I'm not jumping in the water.
I've never done it. I feel like I have to do it once. It'll be this year. It may be the last time, but I would rather volunteer in June during the Special Olympic Games at Towson and help with track or baseball or, you know, archery or something like that.
I bring my dude Danny on, man. I've known Danny for 25 years. He was a special Olympian with equestrian. Great family. Fred is his pop, and they've been Ravens. So I'm going to bring him on. He super plunges. So, like, and I will support his effort to super plunge. I plunge the bathroom, and I write checks for that stuff. I don't do cold, but God bless him. That's what I'm saying.
Well, we do have a Special Olympics athlete at one of our Wise stores in a neighboring district, Thomas, and he's very engaged with it over the years, and he plays many sports. So we'll bring him on too.
Good. You know, I'll bring him down. I'll get Danny down for a $6 signature crab cake with you, because Danny's been giving me a hard time for 25 years, and I wouldn't want any other way. So I appreciate that, man. Rob Santoni, anything else? We miss anything? We got it good? Or you got a prediction for the Super Bowl or no?
I mean, the cause marketing, we're raising, you know, millions of dollars each year. We got the plunge. We got Black History Month. We got Super Bowl, Valentine's Day. It never stops at Wise Markets.
I'm dark chocolate and white chocolate, and then like milk chocolate. That's the order. I prefer dark. I love white milk because it's third. It's kind of like, you know, sometimes I never pick it because I always grab the dark chocolate first. So that's just who I am. Looking forward to, you know, you and me getting together on the Wise to Go and Valentine's Day. Don't forget your loved ones out there, Valentine's Day. And certainly don't forget the tailgate as well. I'll be out in L.A. reminding everyone with Wise Conversations from Radio Row in Los Angeles, presented by our friends at Wise Markets. I got the hat. I'm going to take my hair and stick it up there. I won't look so California. We'll be in Los Angeles all week long, and I'll get back. Hopefully my wife won't knock out all the eggnog ice cream that I have left in my freezer from Wise Markets. I am Nestor. We are WNST, AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore, and we never stop talking Baltimore positive.